obviously when you came back, there were an awful lot of British military still there.
Yes.
And what was that like? I mean,
well, it was very difficult because everything that was done on the Rock was done on the basis of what the military required. And for example, we couldn't go up the Rock without a pass. A very interesting story was Stone Jetty, which is now been reclaimed. It used to be reserved for the military. It's a swimming area. And because I used to live close to the South Barracks, which was only just up the road from my house, we got to know, my friend and I, we got to know the soldiers in the barracks, and they used to hide us in there in the lorry. And we used to go down to the stone jetty, hiding away in the five tonner, to be able to swim in the beach on the beach down there.
Was that because otherwise swimming was not allowed then?
Not in that area. They had areas, for example, Western Beach was entirely military. You weren't allowed anywhere near it, you could swim in the Catlin Bay and Eastern Beach and things like that. Yes, that wasn't a problem, but. You know, the military, they were the ones that decided where you could do, what you could do and what you couldn't do.
And what was the relationship then between the Gibraltarians and the military? Was there resentment?
No. There's never been resentment between the military. We've always got on very well with them and never had any problems. In fact, in many cases, they used to come down and help out when there was any problems, you know. There were incidents, obviously. But in the main, there was no real trouble. But the thing was that, of course, being a naval base, when the fleet was in, it was chaotic. There were a large number of bars, and it was nothing to see sailors coming out through the window of the bars, you know, and landing on the backs. The naval patrol would be walking up and down Main Street, picking up all these sailors and taking them back. And When I got married and moved to Humphreys, which was because there was not enough houses in Gibraltar, a part of the Alameda Gardens was turned over to a building site, and they built a series of high-rise houses, and we got one of them, and it overlooks the dockyard. And under the naval regulations, if you can walk up the gangway straight, you're not drunk. And you'd see the sailors coming through the dockyard, wheeling from side to side, hardly able to walk. As soon as they got near the gangway, they would straighten up and walk up the gangway straight as a pole. And we used to watch it from our house, and it was hilarious. And one of the things which I really do miss in Gibraltar is that at night in the summer, the young girls and boys used to go round the street with guitars and mandolins playing at night. And they'd come off at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and knock on the door. You'd be asleep. You'd get up, open the door, come in. They'd play some 2 or 3 tunes, have a drink, and off they'd go again. And at night time, you could hear all the various comparsas round the town all playing. It was absolutely beautiful. But, of course, television's killed it off.
And, you know, Gibraltar has changed such a lot. I mean, you're talking about these houses, new houses being built in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. I mean, think what's happened since then. That's what I can ever, that's why I've never been, but I want, you know, one of the reasons I want to go. But I just can't believe how many people live there. I can't believe the population being so, how do they?
Well, the population hasn't changed very much. It's always been between 25 and 30,000. It's never varied much at all. But where the difference is that in the old days, you people used to get married and used to live with their parents. There weren't houses to be bought anyway. Most of them were government-owned. But gradually, more and more houses were available for purchase. And whereas earlier people didn't have to spend money because they had to pay a rent, which was controlled by the government, there was plenty of money running around. But once the houses started coming up and people started buying houses and ending up with mortgages, then of course the money became scarcer. And that made a marked difference to Gibraltar. Children, of course, then started buying their own flats and didn't want to live with their parents. And this, of course, made the building boom, which is still going on now. I mean, today, even with the number of houses that are being built, they still haven't got enough to cover the requirements. And of course, we have a tremendous influx now of people from the UK and other parts of Europe who come into Gibraltar because we've got such a good economy. There's work available, which is not available in Spain and even in England. So you find that there's a tremendous influx of people coming from all parts of Europe and in the UK to work in Gibraltar. And, of course, they need houses. But it's so expensive now that what they're doing is they're going over to Spain, living in Spain and coming to Gibraltar to work.
Right, which is, but that's always been the case. There's been always been a lot of people coming over from Spain, haven't there, to work in Gibraltar?
Yes, but for a different reason.
Yes.
Earlier, I mean, there was something like 12 or 14,000 Spaniards would come in every day to work in the dockyard, which no longer exists. Today, it's mainly for commercial work, living, you know, people working in shops and things like that. But Gibraltar's always been in a situation where all the menial tasks have been done by Spaniards. Then when they closed the border, the Moroccans took over the jobs. When the border reopened, then of course the Spaniards started coming back again. And now, of course, we've got the Moroccans and the Spaniards working in Gibraltar.
But what's the relationship, do you think, between the Moroccans and the Spaniards?
The Moroccans are not allowed to cross the border. So the only way they can get in and out of Gibraltar is by sea, straight to Tangier on the ferry. But there are a large number of Moroccans that work in France who now have French nationality. And every year they come down from Europe and funnel through into Spain. And Algeciras and Tarifa becomes a complete mass of Moroccans on their way back to Morocco.
It's a really interesting place, isn't it, geographically, and therefore, you know, social history and everything else, and culturally, that's what makes it in a way. Do you think so? Geography's got such a huge...
The history of Gibraltar is incredible for the size of the place. It's never-ending. I mean... I write and edit our magazine four times a year, and I have stories coming out of my ears. There's no lack of information, and it doesn't matter what you do, there's always a story coming on in the background, and it's incredible the amount of information that's available in our archives, which is so interesting. And for a place so small, it's incredible.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, somebody compared it to the size of Sark, which I know Sark quite well, so I can imagine nothing happens in Sark at all.
That's right.
Not really. Well, there is quite a lot happening now, but, you know. But does this must then reinforce the sort of cultural identity of Gibraltarians?
The problem with Gibraltar is that we're very similar in makeup to America. United States, I should say, because we have the original Spaniards, which were few, that stayed behind when we captured the rock, but Genoese, Maltese, Italians, the people from the British Isles, and all came to Gibraltar, the Portuguese as well. And made up an agglomeration of population which is, as I say, a similar makeup to the States. So our identity would have been a bit different had the Spaniards had a different attitude. When the war finished, when Franco died, I'd rather say, when Franco died, Spain lost an opportunity. because I'm sure that at that stage there was no housing in Gibraltar, and people were living in Spain. Had the Spaniards, instead of making life so difficult for us, if they had opened up the border and said, go for it, and made no had no problems with us politically, I would think that today Gibraltar would have been Spanish. For the simple reason that people would be living in Spain, working in Gibraltar, so they say, well, what's the point? But because they got so antagonistic, got our backs up, it just reinforced our position, and we decided, you know, that we decided that was it. We don't want to have anything to do with the Spaniards, and this is how it stands today. And the more they put difficulties in our way, the more nationalistic we become.
Thank you. That's really interesting. And that was, when did Franco die? Was it early 60s?
Yes. Yep. And then they closed the border in 1962, I think it was. And it was opened in, because I wasn't here at the time, I was in New Guinea at the time, and I know it was closed for a good number of years.